HMS Solway Firth. Early history. Ordered from the shipyard of Short Brothers Limited, Sunderland as the 7,339-ton cargo ship Empire Lagos for the Ministry of War Transport, her keel was laid down on January 22, 1944. Subsequently requisitioned by the Admiralty for completion as an aircraft engine repair ship. She was one of five Moray Firth class repair ships building in British yards, Beely Firth, Killin Sound, Home Sound, Moray Firth and Solway Firth, that were planned as aviation repair ships for deployment with the fleet train of the British Pacific Fleet. She was launched on October 31, 1944. It is unclear if the outfitting was carried out by the Short Brothers yard or whether she was moved to another yard for completion. This work included her being outfitted with general and specialist aircraft workshops and engine test bays. See endnote. She commissioned as HMS Solway Firth on July 18, 1945, Captain Malcolm Farquhar, RN in command. She was named for the body of water that stretches from the estuary of the River Nith, south of Dumfries into the Irish Sea. The Firth forms part of the border between England and Scotland, between Cumbria to the south and Dumfries and Galloway to the north. Like her sister ships of the Moray Firth class, Solway Firth carried two large twin-engined lighters for ferrying engines and stores to and from the aircraft carriers or from shore bases. Defective engines passed through the various workshops before being test run in one of the two, hangar-like, athwartships test bays on the aft of the ship. When testing engines, the ship would move to a remote anchorage to run them up to full power. This was a very noisy job, so it had to be done away from populated areas. Also, the force of the thrust generated by the test propellers coming out of the fully opened test bay were sufficient to drive the ship in a circle around her anchor or to veer off course if attempted underway. Allocated to the British Pacific Fleet. Although she was commissioned only 2 days after her sister ship HMS Moray Firth, there is no record of her sailing from the UK. The July 1945 Navy List details 14 officers appointed to the ship. Post-war. The ship appears to have been placed in the reserve fleet and later put up for disposal. In March 1947, work began to convert her back into a cargo carrier in Amsterdam, by Amsterdam Schiphol. For Skips A.S. Kongsberg, and renamed Kongsberg. She was operated by A.G. Olsen, Norway. Sold in 1955 to Red Eyrie AB, Borg Tramp and renamed Olofsborg. Operated under the management of J. Zachariasen, Finland. Sold in 1959 to Polish steamship company Stegeen and renamed Hütte, Florian. Arrived on the 26th of August 1971 at Bilbao, Spain for scrapping. End note, records are sketchy for HMS Deer Sound and the five Moray Firth class repair ships built for the fleet air arm, however there were two distinct types, component repair, and engine repair. It is highly probable that these ships specialized in either British or American types. What evidence exists suggests the following assignments: Deer Sound, Component, Home Sound. Component, British airframes and component types. Killin Sound, Component, Beely Firth. Engine, British inline engines. Moray Firth, Engine. Solway Firth, engine. See Admiralty Fleet Order 7521, 1945. Complement amendments, dated the 27th of December 1945, which states: HM ships Beely Firth, Moray Firth and Solway Firth as aircraft engine repair ships, Admiralty Letter N.1574344 of 5th of July, 1944. HMS Deer Sounders Aircraft Component Repair Ship, Admiralty Letter N.2983743 of 7th of March, 1944. HMS Home Sounders Aircraft Component Repair Ship, Admiralty Letter N.3270644 of the 8th of January 1945. Article produced by Tony Drury. Copyright 2015 www.royalnavyresearcharchive.org.uk.